Blog Talk Radio.
Those are the famous words. That is the famous phrase. Hopefully, you can hear me. Jason D'Amico here, Classic Rock, Classic Blues. Outrageous news here on the block, the Rock Blues, the new show. Episode 10 tonight, January 9th, 2015. It's getting cold out, ladies and gentlemen. Getting a little chilly out there. What was the low in New York, upstate New York, where Newburgh, where I reside about half the time? It was about, like 3 degrees. What was it? Night ago, 2 nights ago? Three 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. We are still working on getting that changed. Katie has not gotten back to me quite yet. Waiting on our technical team over there at Blog Talk Radio to get to this email. But it's good. It's all right. I mean, we've only gone down, 3 or 4 times in the last week, 2 weeks of, being live on the air. If you want to have a real example of this, go over to episode 9, and you'll hear us go down for about 30 seconds there. Quite magnificent. Once again, 347-215-6357 is a guest call-in number. It's a pretty chill night here. had a show, actually, myself, a gig down in Clayton, North Carolina. Rock, what is it, Riffs? It's too many. I'm getting everything confused and jumbled up here. What do we have? Riffs Burgers and Blues down in Clayton, North Carolina. And played there, had a solo gig there. Stu's real nice, owner of the place. If you guys haven't checked it out, for those of you listening who are in the North Carolina area, Triangle area, check it out. good food, good music. You know, when it's live, you'll have to make that decision for yourself. But he's got a good playlist there. It's an honor to play there a couple hours on a Friday night. But we just got back from that. I think, hey, you know what? Might as well put a little show together. So got a lot for you tonight. We're gonna dive right into we got some obscure 90s cuts. Well, I don't know about there's one of them. So from Creed. Some of you might assassinate me for playing this, but I really don't care at this point. You know, but nonetheless, we got. I'll find a story coming up here. I just kind of came in the door, had some wonton soup, feeling pretty good, feeling better. Was definitely down in the dumps. Had a low grade fever for a couple days, and the flu's going around. For those of you who can attest, it's quite funny actually because Dan and I got the flu shot. I don't know, a couple months ago. Right before flu season started officially. And, you know, got that taken care of. And I've always been against flu shots. I've always been against having a pathogen roaming around in my body, having a virus, a dead virus. What's the correct term? Can't remember. Benign? No, it's not. That's not correct. I don't know. Whatever, I'll look it up. But, you know, who's the smartest man in the room? Google. We'll use dead virus for lack of a better phrase. Forget about the correct vernacular for that, correct definition for that. But nonetheless, I've always been against it, but I had it done because I was going to be traveling a lot. And I said, what the heck, you know. People get this all the time. So I went and had it done. You know, easy in, easy out. And that was pretty much it. So now, you know, months later, low-grade fever. And I was fighting it for about, I want to say, a couple of weeks on and off in New York. Definitely had a couple of cold blasts up there, a lot of wind. But you know, it's one thing. The stress really will bring you down. That's what I've noticed, at least in my body. A lot of stress, a lot of commitments, a lot of demands, emotionally and physically and creatively, mentally. A lot of demands. The demands of life. The calamities which occur, the randomness, the unknowns. I think that actually plays into this more than just the germ factor, because there's studies that are done. You put some. I think it's like there's a 200 or 300% chance more that you're likely to get sick during the week of finals in college. I remember reading that in a psychology book last year that I had for my college course, and I thought it was quite interesting. And I think there is some truth to that. The more stressed out you are, the more susceptible you are to disease. At least when it comes to the common cold or the flu. So, but I got lucky. As far as I know, I got lucky. You know, we had my bass player call me today. Joel Sugarman, the godfather of blues in the Triangle area, and Joel was puking profusely, just upchucking. Apparently, that's what he told us. So. And then my drummer, Kevin Boxell, also out of the Triangle area, representing the North Carolina chapter of New Blue, the New Blue Nation, also out of it, the entire week. He's feeling better. I actually talked to him on the phone again today. So he's coming along. And so the whole band got hit. The whole band got annihilated. I'm not sure if they got the flu shots or not. I'll have to talk to them about that tomorrow when I see them. But let's get to the cuts here. 347-215-6357 is guest call-in number. And it's just one thing after another. As I've said in the other episodes, one thing after another. We're okay right now. I don't see any issue with the application. I don't see any issue with Skype. I have my phone next to me just in case we go down like we did in the last episode and the episode prior to that, 8 and 9. Hellacious is the word of the day. Hellacious is the word of the week here at the Rock Blues News Show. Jason D'Amico hosting, yours truly, here. For your service, for your benefit. So God help us, for your benefit. For your, if you are listening to the program, you love classic rock, classic blues, and you enjoy the outrageous news. If you're listening, you care, you have a passion to listen to drummers play, to guitarists strum, to singers belt, and for engineers to actually be behind the consoles mixing real instruments. This isn't a game. This is not a farce. This is reality. This is music. Here, the Rock Blues News Show. We're going to go start out with a little bit of we're going to have this little interesting battle here. I'm gonna play it back to back, pretty much. I'm not gonna blab too much in between. But we have two bands, basically the same band with just a different lead singer. We're gonna start out with Creed, all right. And then we're gonna go over to Alter Bridge, same band, different lead singer. What's his name? I gotta Google this. Give me one second. Yeah, it's got to be. Wait a minute. It's not. I'm getting everybody confused. Bon Scott's with AC/DC. I got to see what this guy's name is with Creed. Everybody hates him. Scott Stapp. Yes. I think that's him. There's two Scotts. Yeah, that's him. That's him. Scott Stapp was the lead vocalist in Creed. Miles Kennedy is the lead vocalist in Alter Bridge. Once again, same bands, different singers, same rhythm section, different singers. So we're gonna play this for you. We're gonna get my take on this coming up. Here we go. Creed, Wrong Way off of the Human Clay album, and I picked this selection because I'm going to say real quick. You know what? Nah, I'm not going to say it. I'll say it when I come back. Here we go. All right. Before I get into what's going on here, cool song, right? What I was going to say before is that the timing is very interesting, I find, since 7. For those of you who are musically inclined or think about time signatures and keys and musical qualities that appear in certain structures and certain frames of music, measures of music, bars of music. It's a very interesting, you'll have to listen to it again on your own. But that's the reason why I picked that song, is because, once again, we try to play, I try to select stuff that's somewhat unknown to the average listener. I try to play something that really showcases the band's absolute best. Because a lot of people, and I'm going to give Creed a break here, because a lot of people discredit Creed. A lot of people don't. A lot of people just don't like Creed, to be completely honest. And my whole take on Creed is, I think they were talented. I think they had a niche in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was a millennial band. Yeah. Three Doors Down, Creed, and fill in the gap, fill in the blank. That type of sound. Smash Mouth. But and these bands aren't that fantastic. But you will be quite surprised, I think, when you hear this next tape. I mean, let me take that back, because the drums are great. And the bass playing's great, and the guitar is great. The guitar player's insane. You just wouldn't know it from Creed. But you would know it from the next cut, because once again, this is the same rhythm section. It's just a different vocalist in front of the band. That was, what's his name? Scott Stapp. And there's all this controversy about him manipulating the band and control freak. But then again, it's all believable. Then again, it is all stereotypical of the lead singer in a group. Here we have somewhat of a different story. Once again, I love both entities, the Creed and the Alter Bridge, entities of this rhythm section. They're different. They're different. And the Creed thing, yeah, it can be monotonous. Yeah, it can be, just average. You know, it could be that. It might not be to some folks. It isn't to me at times. I'm on the fence with it. But maybe I'm biased because I grew up with it and I'm able to enjoy it because I grew up to it. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But we're gonna take a listen to. Where is this? I don't even know. Hopefully this loaded and I can find it. Because I don't see it here. That's there, that's there, that's there, that's there. But we're missing. Am I just overlooking this? Where? Wow. Here we go again with Oh, come on. This is unbelievable. That this file's not here. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm just trying, bear with me here. We may go to another cut while I try to figure this out. Figure out what the problem is. Look, one more time. I am not seeing this. It's not here. It's impossible. I loaded it. But then again, it's not impossible because it's Blog Talk Radio. Well, we're going to have to... Man, this is killing me. I'm going to have to start double-checking here, folks. You think it loads. You think it's in there. And it just isn't. So... This is really throwing a monkey wrench into what I had planned here. We're gonna go ahead and play something else for you. This is really putting a damper on this. I'll be quite honest with you. Out of all the catastrophes that have happened this week, this one's really upsetting because I had a point that I wanted to make, and it's just not going to be made at this time, so I'm going to have to let it go and just keep going here. We're going to go with a cool 90s track off of Alice in Chains, No Excuses. Well, it's off of the Greatest Hits. I'm not sure what album this is off of, but Alice in Chains is a very dynamic band. In the sense that they had the high velocity of the grunge influence, they had all the crunch needed for the grunge, but at the same time they had the melodic qualities to sustain their acoustic creativity. So I have to tip my hat off to them. This is one of my favorite, if not favorite, grunge bands. I'm not a Nirvana fan, and once again, somebody will assassinate me for saying that. That's fine. It is what it is. Self-destruction to me. But then again, the lead singer now is Chains, died from an overdose. But then again, it's just when you're blatantly self-destructive in the sense that Cobain was, some of the videos I've seen are just, they're obscene. And just grotesque and just completely inappropriate. And that's somebody who's grown up in the industry. That's somebody who's grown up in the business saying that it's just obscene, because it is. You know, and just debris. And everybody, everybody's got their own opinion, but I'm just saying. I'm not going to be paying somebody, I'm not going to be paying Ticketmaster or Live Nation or, the band that I want. I'm not going to pay to see somebody sit up there in pajamas high and drunk off of their rocker, flashing the camera and just whipping things out of pants that shouldn't be whipped out. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to go into detail. You can Google it yourself and YouTube it yourself. But it. All right, we're going to play some Alice in Chains for you. it's just a great sound in general. Iconic, classic. It sums up the 90s to the T and to the I. Crosses it, dots it, stamps it down. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Jason D'Amico here, home of classic rock, classic brews. Classic brews here. Brewing up something. Classic blues. Outrageous news. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you can find it there. Jason D'Amico. Jason D'Amico on YouTube. JD and the NB on Twitter. JD and the NB. Instagram, short for Jason D'Amico in the New Blue. Folks, we got really lucky here. Kind of a miraculous happening occurred. We are going to get to hear the Alter Bridge song. And this is very, very... It's just, I'm doing backflips here because it actually loaded. And somehow it didn't load the first time, but we have it. And that's all that matters. We're gonna go back to what I said earlier prior about Scott Stapp being the lead vocalist for Creed. And then Alter Bridge comes into the picture because they get rid of Scott. You know, there's turmoil and strife, band drama happening. Day to day. And Miles Kennedy takes over. Miles Kennedy now is with, well, I think he's with Slash as well. He bounces back and forth. I actually saw Alter Bridge live at Carolina Rebellion last year. It was March. No. It couldn't have been March. I was still in New York. Probably May of last year. It was kind of like a Woodstock, but for metal. It was insane. It was at the Charlotte Raceway. Crazy. Just incredible shows. Well, I was front row, live and center, 311. Incredible show. Probably one of the best live shows I've seen. And you know, for like the record live, because usually I wanted, you know, you can listen to the same record in your bedroom or in your car. You can listen to the record over and over again. It's one thing to do that, to own that material. But it's another thing to see the group live. They're the artists live. But they killed it. They absolutely killed it. And it sounded identical to the record. I've never seen a band able to pull it off. And they don't have any backing tracks. That again, they don't have backing tracks live, ruthless and just fearless, and they did it. So getting back to Alter Bridge, I saw Alter Bridge at Carolina Rebellion. They were one of the bands out on the smaller stages, which was a surprise to me because, well, and then it's not a surprise. One band that I really wanted to see was Black Label Society. And actually, by the way, we're going to have a special on Zakk Wylde. His birthday is coming up. A lot of January birthdays here. We had Elvis yesterday. Should have loaded some of his music. But we'll, you know, we'll stretch it out a couple days here. Zakk Wylde, January 14th. Zakk Wylde, Black Label Society. Extravaganza. I got to find a lot of cuts. Pride and Glory as well. Basically, anything that has to do with Zakk Wylde, we're going to play. Incredible musicianship, incredible artistry in general. From the Ozzy Osbourne days all the way up to his solo career and then Black Label Society, whole scheme of things. I'm talking too much here, and I need more time. That's the bottom line. I need 90 minutes. Need 90 minutes. I need maybe 2 hours, possibly. 347-215-557. Alter Bridge, Come to Life. same reason as this is Creed, basically, Miles Kennedy vocals. Different band. It's unbelievable. 347-215-6357, guest call-in number. You're listening to the Rock Blues, a new show. Completely different band. You take out the dynamic of the original singer, and it turns into something else entirely. Creed. It's Alter Bridge. The only difference is Scott Stapp and Miles Kennedy. Now, we got the baritone thing going on with Scott. I'm a testament to that. Baritones unite. And then the Miles Kennedy thing. Tenor, stratosphere vocal. And that's not even really a real representation of his range. But like I said, a completely different band altogether. and one thing about Creed is the tempos are the tempos. Let me get my grammar correct. I am my own Nazi. The whole thing, like I said earlier, monotonous. The songs sound the same. The songs are all basically the same click. Literally, you can put on any Creed record. They're all pretty much, you know. And I'm not criticizing it. I'm not making fun of it. I am not poking at it because I do enjoy Creed. Now, most of the population doesn't, but that's fine. Like I said, assassinate me. 347-215-6357. And then the Alter Bridge thing is the band's just off the charts. I could not believe. I was in high school when I came across Alter Bridge because my buddy Austin, he was the one who got me into the Chili Peppers and everything. It was a great summer of music. And what ended up happening was we were sitting there and we were playing in this band at the time. And I could not, but my jaw just hit the ground. Just dropped straight down to the ground when he told me that Alter Bridge was the same rhythm section as Creed. It was just flabbergasted. Absolutely flabbergasted with the whole concept, the whole idea that band could sound like. It just now the drumming, absolutely. The drummer is very, very talented from just listening to the Creed albums. Very good drummer. I had no idea that the guitar could be that outrageous and that they could come up with. But then again, it can't be discounted. It can't be. Because when you listen to Creed, when you listen to the artistry is there. The capacity to play the riffs that are in Alter Bridge's music is there. It was there. It just was not tapped into. It was not utilized. Unfortunately, but fortunately because it was later on. So I think I just think that whole dynamic is very interesting. You can't really judge it by cover. You hear a band that might sound dull, or I'm not saying Creed is dull, even though some of you would absolutely, a majority of you would probably agree with me. I'm not saying they're dull. I'm just saying that you know, there's a difference between that instrumentation and the instrumentation found in the Alter Bridge. Huge, huge, night and day. Completely different band, but the same players. And it's just a testament to their ability to play the music and to do it in such a fashion that's best for the writing. Now we're gonna move on here. I gotta find a news story here. We're gonna go on to before I forget, we're gonna do a. This is a shout out to Miss Texas Summer Breeze down there in Austin, Texas. We're gonna play Stevie Ray Vaughan cut, and I really, really enjoy this cut only because that it's, you know, Stevie will just surprise you day in and day out, but this cut especially, the solo. He's just got these little nuances that he does, and I mean, he did it on Texas Flood, the whole album. I'm not just saying the track Texas Flood, the single, but the entire album. He utilized these really, really incredible little nuance riffs. Just these little things that, and they're just so hard to replicate the way that he did them. The touch is just impeccable. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Leave My Girl Alone. Off of In Step, which was unfortunately his last studio album before the crash. And actually, in not in outrageous news, in actual regular reality news, even though that is reality anyway, the outrageous news. Steve Ray Vaughan is being inaugurated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's been the 25-year mark since 1990. So, folks, it's just a real loss, real loss. We're going to play this in remembrance for him. So apparently, reading online here, the things you'll find, and this story just doesn't even sound legitimate. Sounds like somebody just came up with it. It just sounds so, such a farce. Fourth grader suspended after plotting to kill teacher with hand sanitizer. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Three fourth grade girls in Elba, New York, are accused of conspiring to kill their teacher with hand sanitizer. Elementary school. Have learned, the kids learned that their teacher was severely allergic to hand sanitizer, and they allegedly planned to put sanitizer on items they knew the teacher would touch, according to whatever news sources, WKBW, I don't know what that stands for. Deputies say the students involved told the kids at school they were going to kill their teacher. And this is just awful. When youth officers interviewed the girls, one of them said the teacher yells at us, and the class has problems with her. The students never actually went through with the plan, the Daily News Online reports. The alleged plot was uncovered in mid-December, and Genesee County Sheriff stated that this week the case has been closed after authorities determined no crime had been committed. The students are not facing any charges, though two of them were suspended. And the school district released a statement Thursday saying the event has been a shock to the community. Well, I would think so. Fourth graders trying to kill someone. It's just ridiculous. Noted, they cannot comment on the specifics of this event due to the privacy laws. However, they did clarify that no one was injured or actually placed in harm's way. What is the world coming to? The release also says that the reports in the media and social media they don't accurately reflect the entire event. And I don't think it does. Personally, to me, that just sounds a little off kilter. Huffington Post. Wait, no, this is not it is Huffington Post. Like about 90% of what I get, but they have all the cockroaches. They have all the centipedes. They have all the silverfishes running around. They are the critters in your basement. They are the creatures that come out at night. Not Huffington Post, but the stories. You can see that for yourself. I'll post a link down below. I don't even cover two-thirds of what I had. I could have went on for another 30, 45 minutes. Rock Blues, a new show, coming to a close here. Home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news, as you just heard. Allegedly is the word. Allegedly. Yes or no? I have no idea. Been a real pleasure, folks. Got to take off. Couple minutes left here. Once again, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and I don't like talking about myself on this program. It's not about me. It's not about me. I don't want it to be about me. It's about you, the listener. It's about you, the intellect. You, the person who gets up in the morning and goes, "Hey, you know what? I'm not going to stand for the fake. I'm not going to stand for the false. I'm not going to stand for the pretense. For real rock, real blues. I'm not going to stand for what's going on in the world today. I'm not going to sit back and just take what's being dished out to me by all the record companies today. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to a computer playing with itself, with some human just manipulating with the buttons and the somebody's got to put a stop to it. Somebody has to attempt to, at least. It's been a pleasure, folks. Once again, Zach Wild special coming up January 14th, which I believe is next Wednesday. We might have another show before then. We might do an Elvis show. We have to do an Elvis show. Of course we do. Too much to cover. Not enough time. I need to start giving myself 90 minutes. I might as well get what I'm paying for. You know. And Miss British Blog Talk Radio computerized woman, you know, 90 seconds. That's what she's telling me. It's time for me to take off here, folks. Jason D'Amico, take it easy. Enjoy a little bit of ZZ Top on the way out here. Signing off. Have a good evening.
My head's in Mississippi. The blues has got a hold of me. I believe I'm getting